بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تشرف بلاب الشيخ ابو الهدى شاكي محمد اختصاب نور الله مرکزه. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو، جس نے اٹھایا شیخ کے ناز طریق کو، راہ فنا سے رہبر راہ خدا ہوئے. راہ فنا سے رہبر راہ خدا ہوئے، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. دیکھا اسی کو فائز منزل سلوک میں، دیکھا اسی کو فائز منزل سلوک میں، جو منزل مجاز سے بالکل جدا ہوئے. جو منزل مجاز سے بالکل جدا ہوئے، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. پالا پڑا ہے جن کو تلا تم کی موج سے، پالا پڑا ہے جن کو تلا تم کی موج سے، جسے گمراہ کشتیوں کے وہی ناخدا ہوئے. گمراہ کشتیوں کے وہی ناخدا ہوئے، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. تقریر میں اگر نر نہیں شامل ہے درد دل، تقریر میں اگر نہیں شامل ہے درد دل، صدہ صدا کے ساتھ بھی وہ بے سدے سدے صدا ہوئے. صدہ صدا کے ساتھ بھی وہ بے صدا ہوئے. راہ وفا میں آہ جو فانی نہ ہو سکے، راہ وفا میں آہ جو فانی نہ ہو سکے، کہلا کے با خدا بھی وہ نہ با خدا ہوئے. کہلا کے با خدا بھی نہ وہ با خدا ہوئے، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں نے ملی، اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی، اہل جنوں کی صحبت اختر جنہیں ملی، اہل خرد کو دیکھا ان پر فدا ہوئے. اہل خرد کو دیکھا ان پر فدا ہوئے، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے. انفاس زندگی کے جو ان پر فدا ہوئے، شمس و قمر بھی سامنے ان کے گدا ہوئے.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى عما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah Tabrizi Zamana Rumi Waqt Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Hazrat Jia is teaching us how to pass our life and how, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this life. And this is why Allah Ta'ala has brought us here to this Mubarak Majlis to learn this. And this is the reality of Tasawwuf. And as Hazrat teaches us, Tasawwuf is nothing different from Deen. Tasawwuf is actual Deen. And the reality of this, Hazrat teaches us here so beautifully. The title of this beautiful bayan, Anfas Zindagi Ke Jo Un Par Fida Hui. That Anfas is the plural of Nafas. Nafas means breath. That every breath of yours, which in reality Allah is giving us this breath, so who should we sacrifice this breath upon? Who should we be loyal in every breath of ours? We should be sacrificing it upon Him who has given us this life. In other words, to learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how to pass every split moment of our life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding to realize, at least we make this intention. And then this path we have to walk, as Hazrat is teaching us, this is the path till we leave this last moment of our life, all the time, at least if the thought comes to us, and then we try, Allah give us tawfiq through the barakat of our elders, our mashayikh, that we even have this thought in our mind that we have to give our lives and give fida, that is sacrifice your life to the creator of life, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has given us this breath free of charge. So Hazrat here further explains and mentions, anfaas-e zindagi ke jo un par fida hue, shams o kamar bhi samne unke gada hue. That person who has realized this reality, that this life, who has given me? Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is what we learn from our elders, from our Hazrat, our Dada Sheikh, that when a person gets up in the morning, again you should realize and make shukr, Ya Allah, you gave me another life. You gave me another opportunity to love another life. As Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us the beautiful dua, Allahumma bi ismika amutu wa ahya. That in the name of Allah we were dying, we were dead. What was happening around us, we didn't know what was happening. So Allah Ta'ala is showing us that I can take your life away when I want to, and Allah is teaching us that this reality one day is going to come upon you. So I've taken your life away, but now I've given you another opportunity. So when a person gets up in the morning, the first thing, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana. Oh Allah, all praise belongs to you. You gave me another life, oh Allah. Now a person makes a niyat, and how beautifully one buzurg has mentioned that this niyat, that maqsad-e zindagi tu hi hai ya Allah. That my object and purpose of life now, Allah, is only you, oh Allah. That to you are, and the, what is you that I want you, O Allah, I will try and love my life in your pleasure, in your happiness. And how to get this? Ma'rifat wa muhabbat khud beda. That, O Allah, now you teach me and give me your ma'rifat, grant me your recognition, and that will turn into love. And when a person loves Allah Rabbul Izzat, then a person will spend every moment of his in the obedience of Allah. And thus we can only get from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'rifat on your own you won't get. You'll get lost. Scientists, they claim they went to the moon, which is whether it's a reality or not a myth. Allah didn't send us to go to the moon and you don't even find Allah. Sit in the company of those people who are on earth, and they are by the arsh of Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we have to learn. So Hazrat says, when you realize this reality, and now you're trying to spend your life, every moment you get up in the morning, you make your intention. As Hazrat Mawlana Musa Sahib taught us now, if we don't make intention, then we just in neutral. We'll be going in any direction. But once you make your intention that now this life Allah has given me, I want to give my life and spend my life to Allah, upon Allah Ta'ala. And on your own, on our own, we won't know how to do it. That is why Allah Ta'ala has taught us, كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with the pious servants. And when Allah has said, be, this is a amr, command. In other words, a command is from Mudadi, in the present and future. All the time, Allah will keep the true pious servants on the earth. We have to find them, connect with them, and learn that how to live our lives. When a person does this, you'll see, Shamso Kamar bhi saamne unke gada hue. That even the sun and the moon will become like mendicants in front of you. In other words, the whole world will become humble in front of you. And a person doesn't do this so that the world becomes humble, but as Hazrat teaches us, my friend, have to learn also our own Islah, for that Allah must be happy. That Allah must be happy with me. Not that now I become a big sheikh, I get name, I get fame. No. Allah, when Allah Ta'ala is happy, then really the whole world will submit to that person. And when the world submit to that person, he is not worried that the world is submitting to him. He is worried that Allah Ta'ala must be happy with him. As our friends, our Allahu Akbar, our great pious elders, they have taught that how when they submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their humbleness, Hazrat Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, what a great shaykh of the time, but such a humble person that Allahu Akbar, if a person didn't know him, they wouldn't have known that this is a great personality. One day a person came to meet Hazrat in the Chitta Masjid, and he came with a bag of coins. And so he offered this to Hazrat. Hazrat said, what's this? He said, I brought this hadiah for you, please accept it. Hazrat said, at the moment I don't need this. I'm sufficient, I'm okay, I don't need this thing. This person said, Hazrat, please, it will be my honor if you accept it. Hazrat says, no, I don't need it. So Hazrat went to perform his two rakats namaz. He put this in the sandal of Hazrat. When Hazrat came, he saw the bag there, he just lifted his sandals and dusted it out. In other words, the world will come at your feet, And you won't even worry about this. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that we don't do this so that the world that we wait people on us, but Allah must be happy with us. And that we won't know till, as Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned it so beautifully, hum aise rahe ke waise rahe. In this world we will love like this, like that, somebody will praise you here, somebody will just grace you there, whatever the reality, when we go into the qabr, then we'll know who we are. So the speaker and the swadi all the time, this is why Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. If Allah Ta'ala can just give me an iota of this reality, and we work in this direction. And how to work in this direction, how to get this reality, to learn to sacrifice our life for Allah, jisne uthaya shaykh ke naaze tariqu, rai fana se rehbare ra khuda hue. That person who now to go to this path to Allah, this is a very delicate path. And it is very delicate, but Allah Ta'ala makes it easy when you hold the hand of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a pious servant says so beautifully, tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Hum chal rahe, tum hamare saath chalo. To walk on this path towards the love of Allah on your own, you won't able to pass through it. We are passing through it, our elders have taught us the way. So you just hold my hand and you pass through. But when you hold the hands of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what you'll have to go through is this naz. Naz means that very delicate temperament of theirs. That shaykh will to take out all this nakhra in our heart. All this dirt that shaitan and nafs has put in ourselves. That I am somebody. I must be respected, whatever. Even an ordinary person, you tell him anything, he doesn't like it. Myself, we are the worst, that anything, anybody just looks at you, we don't like it. So for all this to come out, when you hold the hand of a friend of Allah, you become bad to a pious servant, then however he tells you, just bear it. with patience, that for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that He is doing to take out all this dirt from our heart so that we can become the true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says here, you'll have to go through this naz of the spot of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh sometimes he'll tell you, do why are you doing this? The next time he'll say, why didn't you do this? And you'll say, but just now, you just keep quiet and you do it. As another Shaykh explained so beautifully, Hazrat taught us that our elders, they'll teach you to cut you down to total size. If your Shaykh tells you, jump in the water and come out dry, then you won't say, Hazrat, something wrong with your head. Immediately you'll jump in. And when you come out and he asks you, scolds you, why are you wet? You say, maaf, Hazrat, please make me maaf. So this is a sign of a follower, a true murid who genuinely wants Allah. And in that way also a student becomes like that, a son becomes like that in front of his father. That person, where Allah takes him, you can't imagine. So Hazrat, like on one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali was walking, he goes on his morning walk, and Hazrat used to read how many paras in there. So the friends used to walk with Hazrat, there was a log on the road. So one of the murid told Hazrat, there's a log there. Hazrat said, what, you think I'm blind? I can't see. So he carried on, he kept quiet. After another occasion, there was a log on the road. This person thought twice, mustn't I say? He kept quiet, he didn't say. So Hazrat says, you don't see there's something in the way you don't tell me. So this naz we have to accept and we have to realize this is for my good. It's not that the all and Allah save us. The worst is when you start getting bad thoughts about the Shaykh. What's wrong with this person? That's when a person, Allah Ta'ala closes the doors for us, Allah Ta'ala sees. And when you go through this, then what you get? Rai fana se rehbari rai khudaw. That in the spot of annihilation, you'll become totally annihilated that I am the slave of Allah. And when you realize you the slave of Allah, now Allah will make you the rehbar, the guide towards the road of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to become the real guide towards the road of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we first have to crush our nafs. And thus we can't do it on our own. We need somebody to crush us. We need otherwise like Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Shaykh says our nafs is like the Jahannam also, just pumping up all the time. When Allah Ta'ala asks Jahannam, that are you full now? Then Jahannam said, Hal min mazid. Hazrat says, then it comes in a hadith that Allah Ta'ala, so to say, put his foot and Jannat may crush itself. Then it kept quiet. So our nafs also has to be crushed like that. Otherwise the fire of lust and passion and especially shaitan doesn't leave. You think you're becoming a Sufi, but now he brings this ego in you and there's something. So this has to be crushed. Myself, this is what I'm talking of, my own self. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq. So further Hazrat says that deka usi kufaiz e manzil e suluk mein jo manzil e majaa se bilkul juda hue. That is the person that we saw that was successful in the path of suluk, that is treading the path towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who annihilated his inner self, his desires, and now manzil e majaz, that all the stations of illasad and artificial love, etc., whether it's illasad love affairs, Allah Ta'ala save us. Today this is such a common disease, Allah save us, that we can't imagine. It has become part of our blood. People that we can't imagine, that you hear, you get shocked. That Allah Akbar, I was shocked. Just the other day a person told me, in Ramzan, a youngster is becoming Hafiz. He is 14 years only. He messages his sister that I'm gay. So what is this? Whether he knows the reality of that or not, he doesn't know. And then Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala save us all. So anyway, Hazrat says here that jo manzil e majaz se bilkul juda hue. That when you separate yourself from this artificial dunya, this artificial enjoyment, this artificial pleasures, whether it's entertainment, whether it's the sport, the Ramadan Sharif is carrying on, but we must be following the soccer, we must be following the stars. Those are not stars. The word star is being degraded where you're using it upon such people. The word stars belong only where it belongs, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Ashabi kan nujum. My Sahaba were stars. Those were the people who totally, when they left everything of dunya, and they really became fida upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah ta'ala says, Rijal, these were men. And these are the people we have to follow. So Allah give me tawfiq. Hazrat says, when you see you separate yourself from that, then only you'll be becoming successful in the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise we'll be fooling ourselves. We think we can becoming a Sufi, but still the love of my car, the love of my business, and Allah Akbar. Hazrat taught us so beautifully, no problem. To have the love of your wife, of your business, etc., no problem. But وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ Allah's love should be more. In other words, at least start off with 51% of the love of Allah and 49% of all jais things. And then increase it. And the friends of Allah, all the time, only the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the occasion of Tabuk, brings everything. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking, what you left behind? Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Pala parahe jo tum ko jin ko tala tum ke maud se. Tum ke maud se. Gumrah kashtiyo ke wahi khuda, wahi na khuda huwe. That a person who has to go through all the storms of this waves, that the different situations in this world, the temptations of this world, etc., then a person tries his best to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he tries himself to stay away from all from sin, and this is by regularly attending the majalis, making our zikr, tilawat, then find this is a person Allah ta'ala uses to now steer the ship of those people that are going astray. That ships that are going all on the wrong path, Allah ta'ala makes this person the guide. And he starts taking out people from all, which people think that, how are we going to pass through the times today? But just hold the hand of the friend of Allah and see how you'll pass all the storms of the fitna that are coming down upon us. Taqreer mein agar nahi shamil hai dard dil, sadha sada ke saath bhi wo be sada hua. Then Hazrat teaches us the reality that even if you think you are sheikh, you are very great orator, etc. But if dard-e-dil, that pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah must be happy with me. That not the people, what the people will say. Allahu Akbar. The pious personalities, I mention of one great buzrug, he gave a big bayan, the masjid was full. After that bayan, a villager was coming with great shock. And when he came, he saw the bayan is over. So he was walking up, he said, I came for the bayan of this buzrug. So Hazrat met him, he says, who? He said, I came from the village, I came. Hazrat made him sit on the step there and gave him the whole bayan. His friend said, Hazrat, but you just, he said, the bayan that I gave for all the people for that one Allah, I'm giving him also for that one Allah. If this reality can only enter my heart, all our hearts. Hazrat says, when this bayan has got dard-e-dil in the heart, then when it comes from the heart, it will affect the heart. And otherwise, if it just comes from the tongue and oratory, etc., Hazrat says, sada, with all big shouting and big slogans, etc., it's bare sada. It doesn't even have an effect. And this will get, as our Hazrat Akimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali told me, a personality out of his tawadu also is saying, and to a great extent, we have to learn. Hazrat says that before I took bayat to my Shaykh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullahi, I used to sit on the mimbar and give bayan. I used to shake. The mimbar used to shake. But the hearts of people, nothing used to have effect. When I took bayat to my Shaykh and Hazrat, with the love of Allah started entering my heart, I used to sit on the mimbar quietly, in other words, no shaking, giving bayan in a simple way. But the hearts of the people, a zalzala, a tremor used to come on their heart. Rai wafa me a, jo fani na ho sake, kehla ke ba khuda bhi wo ba khuda huye. And the reality of this path was the love of Allah is fani. That is, a person annihilates himself. That a person has to take out all this ego. So much, so that, fana'ul fana. That a person doesn't even know he exists. And this is a very high path. But at least if we think of this, a person starts realizing that, what am I? I'm not even, Allah Ta'ala made me that dirty, filthy fluid. So what am I? So if a person, the more you annihilate yourself, then Allah says that person will become bahuda. That person will become loyal, and that person will be a person that is connected to Allah. Otherwise, outwardly bahuda, people will say that this is a pious person. But in reality, he is not yet a pious person. He is still fooling himself. His ego is still playing havoc. And Allah save me and all of us. This carries on all the time. Shaitan never leaves a person. All the time it will trick you in different forms. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that all the time we have to remain in these majalis. And connected so that we get connection to Allah. That all this, the filth and dirt that goes into the crevices of the heart, it all has to come out. And where will it come out? How will it come out? Hazrat explains this so beautifully. Ehle junoo ki sohbate akhtar jinhe mile, ehle khirat ko dekha ke un par fida hue. That you adopt the company, the sohbat, and this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. Our Dada Shaykh has given a simple explanation that if a person say, what do I need sohbat? I studied, I became a great alim, I'm a mufassir, etc. But the simple answer to that in logical terms, a person puts steel in front of a magnet, you ask, why is that magnet, why is that steel being pulled? Allah has put the magnetic force in there. So more stronger than that is the spiritual magnetic forces of the heart. When you bring your heart in front of that spiritual magnetic force, and these are the people that are called Ahlul Junu, that they are mad. Outwardly people think they don't know what's happening in the world. They don't know today what's the time happening. But these are people that are madly in love with Allah. And they are connected to Allah. When they connected to Allah, Allah puts all the reality and basirat. Allah opens their heart towards everything in the world. So much so you'll see Ahl-e Akhirat, the so-called intelligentsia. Whether in deen also, whether in dunya also, these people will come and be sacrificed upon these people. They will come for mashwara. Even a person got an important operation to make, he'll come ask a sheikh, although he's not a surgeon, but he'll ask, Hazrat, must I do this? Allah puts in their heart. You see the pious, the ulama, great ulama will come to these mashayikh, and ask them for mashwara. So this is when we get the company of Ahli Junu. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq to make shukr to Allah and beg Allah that till the last breath, Allah grants us this great sohbat, and in that puzzle and kindness make us among the true pious servants.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد. Respected brothers and elders, in life there are many people who are very idealistic and they want everything to the T. So also in the month of Ramadan, very short and sweet, we should not forget the T's of the month of Ramadan. The T is in English language, but actually the ta of the Arabic language. So the T of the object of the month of Ramadan is the taqwa. And that's la'allakum tattaqoon. And this is the whole object of the month of Ramadan. It's just like a person who goes to study in school, and the father pays exorbitant fees and he sends him to school. Why? Because end of the year he wants to see the result that my son passes. So if that son comes back and his son asks his son, how did you say, etc. Now the son will say that, look, I brought this award, this certificate, this accolade, this trophy, etc. The father says, very, very good, very happy. But show me your report. So now when he brings the report, then there's a big F sign over there. Why? My son has failed the exam. So now naturally the father will become angry, because the object of me sending you to school was to pass the examination. So many respected brothers, in the month of Ramadan. So to say, the bonuses, and all the extra ibadat that we are doing. The tilawat of the Quran, the Kareem, the tasbihat, etc. Whatever ibadat, nafil ibadat you are doing, duas, etc. That is the bonus, these are the bonuses. But the actual object is that we gain that taqwa, Allah Ta'ala's consciousness. So that is the first T that we need to take care of. The second T is the tilawat of the Quran, the Kareem. That all of us, me included, ask ourselves, how much of tilawat have we done? And yeah, Allah Ta'ala wants to see who's to see husna ibadat. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيِّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعْمَلًا. Very good, our tilawat should be in place, etc. So add another T with it, with tajweed, inshaAllah. So the tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem with the T of tajweed. Then the T of tasbihat, that we are encouraged to recite the kalima la ilaha illallah in abundance. Of the zikr of istighfar and all the various tasbihat, inshaAllah. Then the tea of Taraweeh, you're so fortunate, alhamdulillah. So many places Taraweeh taking place in the masjid, in Lukay, in Azawal as well. So many masjid Taraweeh taking place, in the classrooms Taraweeh taking place, some places 10 nights or one night, Allah, but it's only the fadl, rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the tea of Tatawu. Tatawu means the nafil ibadat. This is a month that we increase our nafil ibadat. Every nafil is equivalent to a faraz. And every faraz is multiplied 70 times. The tea of tabarru, that fervent dua. And there are times that a person should make dua. For example, at the time of Sari, all of us are getting up for Sari, but ask ourselves, are we just doing it just as a formality? As a monotonous routine, that we get here for study. But if a person just makes some adjustment, I'm getting here because of the sunnah of Rasulullah. I'm getting here because the tea also of tasahur, the tea that we are doing because of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and there's so many. Allama Aini Rahmatullah has mentioned, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah has mentioned, all the virtues, all the benefits of study. Also, one sunnah at the time of study is to eat khajur. Normally, when we are breaking fast, we are very particular that we want to eat our kajur, our dates. But to eat dates at the time, you mentioned Abu Dawud Sharif, to eat dates at the time of Sari is also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then at the time of Sari is the time where we make istighfar. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ The Sahaba radiallahu anhu known the qualities. Then the tea of tahajjud, tahajjud. At the time of Sari we make tahajjud salah, 2 rakat, 4, 6, 8, whatever we do. Then at the time of tahajjud, that fervent dua we need to make. And there are so many beautiful duas that are recorded in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, Allahumma ij'alni fi qalbi nura wa fi basari nura. There was one person, this is a true story also, one youngster came to one sheikh, and he told the sheikh, you know, I'm involved, infatuated with a certain girl. Please show me one formula, one wazifa. So that this love of her come out from my heart. So the Shaykh told him that no problem, in the time of tahajjud, you get up, make wudu, read 2 rakat salah, and you read the sunnah dua. Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, Allahumma ij'al fi basari nura, everything nura. And this person started crying. So the Shaykh said, look, already immediate effect. So this youngster said, Shaykh, you don't understand. This girl's name is Noora. Everything in my eyes Noora, in my heart Noora. So the Shaykh also started laughing. So nevertheless, the tea of the tahajjud, the dua we should make, and the tasbihad, all the different teas, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah. Then, respected brothers, we need to safeguard 4 teas in this month. One is very, very important, our time, the tea of time. Whether you like it, the time is going to pass. But there's a difference whether we want to spend the time or pass the time. Like a person goes out in Jamaat, 4 months will pass, 40 days will pass. But it's up to the individual whether he wants to make that time. He wants to spend that time, make that time very, very valuable, very valuable, very valuable. And it's common in everyone's tongue, time is going so fast. Today is already the 18th Roza. And before you know it, Eid will come. So there's no need to lament. Oh, what has passed? Look what is left forward. What is left? So we can take advantage of that, inshallah. And whatever is left, inshallah, just like up, inshallah, just like up, inshallah, just like a person is running a race. And he's running, for example, a 3,000 meter race. He finished 2,000 meters. Now he's coming to the last 1,000 meters. Now he won't relax. Now he'll exert himself more further. He'll exert himself more than how I can reach the finishing line. So we need to also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to tie his lungi in the last 10 days. What it means, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to increase his ibadat. Exert himself in ibadat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. So the T to protect our T, the T of time. Then the T of our thought. We shouldn't have that holier than thou attitude. Look down upon anyone. Oh, I did so many khatams. Look at that person. Never start the Quran al-Kareem. Khatam. Oh, I do so much of nafil tahajjud. I do this, I do that. This is the worst thing a person can do. Is to look down upon people. And one buzruk said very, very beautifully, that Allah Ta'ala has given us two eyes. Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say, Allah Ta'ala has given us two eyes. Why? One eye we look after our own needs, and we look the other eye to look after the needs of others. For one buzruk said also a very beautiful point, Allah Ta'ala has given us two eyes. Why? One eye to look at our own faults, and one eye to look in the good in others. So we should not look down upon anyone. One, this thought just came to my mind as well, that in our thoughts also not to have takabbur, the tea of takabbur. I have done so much. And our Shaykh Muhammad Hamid Sahib Dan Barakat explained, that Hakim Sarah Hussalani shown us that sometimes a person feels good. I accomplished this. So this thing changes from the tea of takabbur to the tea of tashakkur. That a person should make shukr. Oh Allah, you are the one who gave me this tawfiq. You are the one who made it easy for me to accomplish this. So you now from takabbur, now you super highway towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tashakkur. Then we need to protect the tea of our tongue. And over the last few days, our brother is explaining how important it is to keep control of our tongue. And then the khanqah of the Shaykh Hamdul Ali, he should encourage the people that eat how much you want, sleep how much you want, but with regards to the tongue, take control of your tongue. And Allah Ta'ala has made the month of Ramadan divinely so structurally so beautiful for our Islam, that in the terms of tasawwuf, four things that a person needs to do. Qillat al-ta'am, qillat al-manam, qillat al-kalam, and qillat al-ikhtilaf ma'al-nas. So yeah, look at the month of Ramadan. Qillat al-ta'am, we are fasting, so intake of food is less. Allah Ta'ala has made it like that. Then qillat al-manam, we have after Isha Salah, we have to reach 20 rakat. Then we go home, we stay for a while, then we get up for sari, then we have to get up for work. So our sleeping hours also reduced. Then the qillat al-kalam, we are ordered to recite the tasbih of La ilaha illallah, of istighfar, asking of Allah of Jannah, protection from Jahannam, of tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem. So many things our tongue can be involving. So yeah, we protect our tongue, inshallah. Then the last tea, respected brothers, which is also very, very important, is the tea of our thumbs, our hands, the tea of our thumbs. In other words, the social media. We got our cell phones, and we're busy with our thumbs, texting, WhatsApp, social media, Facebook, Instagram, all these things. So a person should protect the tea of his thumb, inshallah. And then, respected brothers, Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, will give the four persons the four T's. Allah Ta'ala will give him the T of Tawfiq. Then Allah Ta'ala will give him the Tawfiq to carry on outside the month of Ramadan. That is why the Ubudruq said, how you spend your Ramadan will have the effect on the 11 months of the year. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, if my ummatis only knew the value of Ramadan, they would wish that the entire year be Ramadan. So the T of Tawfiq. Then the T of Taraqqi. Allah Ta'ala will grant the person advancement, spiritual advancement in life, inshallah. The thing of taqarrub, Allah Ta'ala making his close servant and close banda, inshallah. And the thing of tazkiyah. This is the month of tazkiyah. This is the month that we need to reform ourselves. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah. that we consider all these T's of the ibadat, the four T's that we should abstain from, and the four T's, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give it to us. And one more aspect, respected brothers, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that this is the month of sabr. This is the month of sabr. Yes, we undergo a little bit of hunger. Our fast, like two people were discussing, one person asked, how's your fast? So he said, very fast. The fast is going very quickly. And it's the month of winter. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat upon us. The days are short. And the fast is short. People in Iceland, in Denmark, etc., they are fasting 21 hours. So imagine, they are also making sabr. So one is we are staying from food, from drink, etc. That is one aspect of sabr. Then the one aspect of sabr ala ta'atillah. Normally, a person, the person becomes, he's lazy, lethargic, etc. But Allah Ta'ala has made this month such that the person becomes resilient. A person, Allah Ta'ala gives him tawfiq to carry on with good. And this a person will fight that inconsistency. Then in the month of Ramadan, we will see, inshallah, this has effect outside the month of Ramadan. So, as-sabru ala ta'atillah. That we engage in sabr upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we take advantage of the situation. Then, the second sabr is sabr and ma'asiyat, which is very, very important. And Allah Ta'ala has made such, that He has made it easy for us. He has already locked up the shaitan. And when a person is fasting, then naturally his animalistic instinct, his desires, etc. are reduced. So the person doesn't have any desire. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, As-sawmu junnatun. That this storm is a covering. It is a seal. As long as the person does not tear up the seal. So yeah, a person, Allah Ta'ala has made such that we make sabr. Sabr of our eyes, of gunas, of our ears, our tongue, and every limb of the body we are making sabr, inshaAllah. To Allah. And yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned one beautiful hadith just to end up. At-ta'im shakir kas-ta'im sabir. Yeah, we are fasting, thinking, inshallah, we're getting the sawab of the sabr, inshallah. There's one more aspect that whenever we are eating food, and Allah Akbar, Allah Ta'ala is so merciful to us. In the first world countries, people take walks to digest the food. But in countries like Syria and Ghouta, etc., people are taking walks to look for food. People are staring in queues in the first world countries to buy the latest Samsung phone or the Apple phone. But in those countries, in Iraq, etc., they are staring in queues to get the daily ration of food. So how much of shukr we should make? This is the month of shukr. And time does not permit. Last night in a Tarawih Salah, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta 'alayya. Hada min fadli Rabbi liyabluwani ashkuru wa makfur. Munafaz al-Rahman sahab, Dhamul Barakatuh, wa Shaykh al-Hadith, or he used to tell us in our lesson that in India and Pakistan you will find it very common. People write on the gates, Hada min fadli Rabbi. Then he used to get angry. He said, why don't read further? Liyabluwani ashkuru wa makfur. That I am using these ni'mats and bounties for the disobedience of Allah or the obedience of Allah. So these are the ni'mats and bounties a person should make the shukr of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we're eating that kajur, make shukr of Allah. We're drinking that water, make the shukr of Allah. And in the month of Ramadan, so much of food. Normally a person, sometimes he doesn't know what to eat, what to leave. Sometimes a person eats more in Ramadan than outside Ramadan. At the time of iftar, when he goes home, so much of delicacy, so much of savouries are put in front of him. Then at the time of sari, our wives, the woman folk, may shukr to them. When I say woman folk, it could mean our wives, our mothers, our daughters, our daughter-in-laws, whoever it may be, may shukr to them. They're going out of the way, preparing all this food. So at the time of sari, so much they're doing for us. Time of sari doing for us. So make a lot of shukr. Then after tarawih also, so much of delicacies there. And desserts, etc. So much of shukr we should make. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq, inshaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem. Alhamdulillah, respected ulama, elders and brothers. Actually, I'm the most unfit person be standing in front of all you pious people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give me being pious, inshaAllah. And raise me on the day of Qiyamah with the pious people. The brothers, whatever we do is only by the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot do anything on our own. We need Allah's rahmat, take Allah's rahmat, take Allah's rahmat, we need Allah's fazl on us. To take Allah's name also, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave us tawfiq, alhamdulillah, we were 8 brothers from Rustenburg. Allah gave us tawfiq, Allah gave us tawfiq, Allah gave us tawfiq to spend 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different mashwaras were made as far as our route was concerned. One of the rides was our Jamaat should go to Namibia. But just as far as shukr is concerned, like Maulana spoke about shukr also now, is that we were told that in Namibia we were not allowed to walk in pedal Jamaat. Our Jamaat is a 4 month pedal Jamaat, and there are some restrictions from the government side where you're not allowed to walk in the country. And there were Jamaat that went before and they were deported from the country. So that opened up to our entire Jamaat that how much shukr we must make in this country that freely we can practice upon deen. We can walk any place, please. We can set up camp at any place. We go to any location. The local people are so sympathetic. Ask them for a little land, we want to pitch a tent, we want to dig a toilet. He said, no problem. He said, you will bring blessings. They have good thoughts about us. They have husne zan about us. So one thing is to make a lot of shukr in this country for all the ni'mat Allah subhanahu has given us, masajid, madaris, ulama. Another thing is many areas that we go into, we find, especially in pedal jamaats go normally to areas where the normal jamaats do not go, where there is no masajid, but they are Muslims. So many areas that we went to, we see people have some desire for deen. But unfortunately, there is no infrastructure for them to practice deen. There is no masajid there, there is no ulama there. So with the barakat of the pedal jamaat going to these areas and setting up for 2 days, it's some for that few days, it creates a mahal for those people and some consciousness. We went to one area, I think the name of the area was called Monakatu. And in that area, there was approximately 15 to 16 Muslim shops. And most of the shopkeepers, they stay within those shops. Within the shops they stay. So mashallah, we stayed in a storeroom, and we had to erect our own, make our own toilets. There was no real wuzu facilities or anything like that. And then mashallah, we went in that area. It was the day of Jummah, and we thought, let us do gush before Jummah. And like our elders gave us advice that in certain areas where people do not read Jummah, try for those 2 days to establish Jummah in that area. So alhamdulillah, prior to Jummah Salah, Jamaats were made out, went shop to shop, meeting the brothers. There were approximately more than 50 people staying, although there were 14 shops, but every shop, 2 to 3 people staying in that shop. Shop pop-ups, and we made, mashallah, gush. And we went about 11 o'clock. Till about 12 o'clock, making gush, meeting people. And we met people that for up to 6 months, up to a year, never made sujood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we met people after making sujood, after the Jummah Salah, came to us and told us, today we are feeling like Muslim again. So there is a great need to go to these areas where there are Muslims, but there are no facilities. Another benefit we took from this safar we have made is that like what Ilyas Rahmatullah used to say, that this effort is sifat ka lenden. It is the exchanging of good qualities. So mashallah, in a jamaat you'll have people with different qualities. Somebody will excel in khidmat. Somebody will be in a jamaat who's hashash bashash, always very happy and keeping the jamaat happy. Somebody will find a jamaat who quickly, readily cries when he lifts his hands and makes dua. So like Maulana said, that one eye we got is to see the faults of ourselves and the other eye to see the good of the others. So specifically in this jamaat, we had one person who was in the sohbet of Maulana Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullahi, who used to make his khidmat, Hafiz Yusuf Bulbuliya Sahab. So we don't realize when you spend time with a pious person, and he's just in his company, sometimes while you're spending time with him, you don't realize, but like Maulana Tata said, about the magnet and the steel, but somehow that sifat of that person slowly comes into the people that are around him. So Hafiz Yusuf, mashallah, I'll just give a little karbiz about him. Mashallah, for the past, maybe, I know him for about 25 years, in our locality, in Rustenburg, prior to Azan, Hafiz Yusuf Bulbulya is in the masjid in the first serve. So he hears his azan in the masjid for more than 25 years. And does he learn from his sheikh, or rather from the sohbat of Maulana Umar Palanpuri rahmatullahi alayhi? Another thing is that at 2.5 hours prior to the iqama of Fajr Salah, he's on the musalla. Completing all his mamulat, tasbihat, Quran tilawat, etc. Very punctual with all his mamulat, amal, first serve. And then as you spend time with him, you don't realize it, but when you come back home, you see some of the discipline that he had within his amal, that also becomes transparent in the satis that are around him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the safar we have made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a zariya of hidayat for the whole mankind.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu alayhi. I've never ever stood up before a crowd or spoken in front of a crowd, and I'm shaky. It was the first time. So guys, stuck al-Jassalam. But Azul's Mashwira, we went to the northern part of Mozambique. Memolana Kwara Stalajasab, Stamar Barakatum. He's doing a lot of work there in the form of makatibs. So we went to assist him to see how in what way we can assist him. And alhamdulillah, we got there. Molana Gora, before we went, he explained us that this area used to be 100% Muslims. But because of the effort of the kuffar, of the Christians especially, so there's about 65% Muslim. In fact, just off the coast of Mozambique, there's an island where there's 100% Muslims and 100% Muslims. The crowd that you get for Fajr Namaz, the crowd that you get for Jummah Namaz, the crowd that you get for Fajr Namaz. And the reason for this is that if somebody doesn't read the Namaz regularly, they don't perform his Janaza Namaz. But in this place, there's no makatibs at all. And where we went, the place called, it's about 250 kilometers away from Nampula, which is a place called Malema, not the Malema, that we know. There is about 59 masjids, but only 10 masjids got makatibs, where Maulana Gora Salih is running his masjid. And every maktab got about 40-45 students. Students are between the age of 6 years, in fact 5 years, to 10, 11. From 11 to 16, or 11 upwards, you don't see any of them. I suppose once they are able, they leave these places, because these places are very, very, I explained to others, that worse than our camps. Our camps got more facilities, camps in India. Very, very rural. We went, Allah arranged for us to go into one of the peak of these mountains. And it took us about two hours. In fact, while going, we reached up the point where the four by four that we went with couldn't go any further. There was no road, and we had to walk another 2 kilometers. And that took us quite some time. But when we reached the top, there also there was a maktab there. And we are told that this maktab came about. There was an Indian Jamaat, Pedal Jamaat, that came. And how they got there, Allah alone knows, because Pedal Jamaat carry all the saman. We know how they travel. But they got there. And they realized that there's no deen, there's Muslims here, but they don't know deen at all. So they made it, and managed the sign language or whatever, taught them kalima and everything. Came back to the Merkez, this was the main fikr to arrange something there. And that's how Mulana Kora Salih came to know about it. They arranged for a maktab to be started there, for an alim to be, they're not alims, they just learn the basics. To teach them, whoever can teach a little bit, they put them there and let them start teaching. But the sad part is even right on top there, there's a church. Now, we don't do the effort as said there. The Christians are there already. These Christians, the doctors, and they get paid by the government to do full salary, according to what Maulana explained to us. Whatever their salary is at home, they get their full salary. They come here and they treat these people, feed these people, give them money, and even change their names. So we don't do the effort, as they explained to us. There's never a vacuum. There's always, if we don't do all the work, then somebody else comes to do work. The field is vast. There's only one place we went to. Maulana Gora Salih, his vision is from that place right up to Malawi. He wants every 50-60 kilometers there must be a
barka seta. So this is his start. He started there. Make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives you barakat and fulfill his vision, and with rain assist Allah Ta'ala use us in whatever way possible. What does this verse?